Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This leaves you out of it again, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever... No, you know what? It doesn't leave you out of it.
What?
Because it goes the other way. We want to talk about people who are crazy in love.
You crazy in love people.
Somebody, like, you've done something drastic based on that chemical reaction that we all know is love.
You're right. It's just a chemical. It's not anything magical. It's chemical.
It can be magical. No. It's got potential of magicalness. No. I know that you have probably never done anything crazy.
I did move cross country just to be near a lady. But
I love everybody. Pull up a chair because you're about to hear the level of sacrifice Steve has done for a girl. When you say you moved, you mean you like you moved from apartment 305 to like 309. It's like I moved right out. How far did you move?
I moved I moved away from my home state of North Dakota. Lived in this other state for a while, met a nice girl. Problem is, I already decided to move back to North Dakota.
So I did.
And I missed her a lot. So I decided to turn around and move back to the town that we were both in. And then hung out for a while and then didn't work
and
out.
And did so your usual ghosting maneuver
yeah,
that you did.
Yeah, I know, and then moved back.
Here's what you didn't do.
What?
There's a dude in, I think it's in Queens, New York. He's got a girlfriend, and she was originally from Guyana, I believe, in South America. And she was going to go back to Guyana to visit. And he was worried that his girlfriend was going to hook up with her ex when she was down in Guyana. This guy was so crazy in love that he called the airport after she left, gave them her full name, and said, she has two things on her. Tons of drugs and a bomb.
What?
Because he didn't want her to go to her home country.
I'd rather go up for a federal offense instead.
I don't think he was doing the math that far ahead. He was just doing
to stop her from.
I don't want you to go. So they jerked her off the plane.
They
arrested her, did the whole thing.
Jeez.
And then when she said, I don't have any of those things, she still didn't go to Guyana. They traced the call to him and now he's been arrested. When they arrested him, they found him in bed with her. So she forgave him for the bumping.
Get out!
So his obsessive amount of crazy in love.
She was turned on by it.
It saved their relationship.
Get out.
It absolutely saved their relationship.
I want to be with a guy that calls in bomb threats,
some
airports.
People do. Jeez. So we're looking for what did you do? When you were...
That wasn't love. That was just lust.
That's
she
no. It's like he didn't want her to be with anybody else. He loved her so much.
That's love. When I want to encamp... When
I
want to
possess
you.
So
yes,
hard.
That.
Some of us look at it that way.
Yes, some of you do.
You can look at it any way you want, but some of us are like, if I hold it tighter, it won't get away from
See,
me.
Exactly. That's love.
So we're doing crazy thing you did for love. Also, as a side note, maybe on our Facebook page, you could recommend good therapists to get me to look at love in a different way because I'm sort of that guy.
You are that
guy. I'm a little bit on the obsessive.
What have you done? What obsessive, crazy?
No, I mean, I've stalked. I've learned your patterns of where you're going to eat and where. I've inserted myself into the lives of people without them actually knowing it.
Huh? That's not stalking.
No, it's
That's
not.
If you don't,
okay, I'm going to quote a dear philosopher friend of mine.
It's not stalking if you don't get caught.
That's kind of true.
You've never said that. You've said it's not stealing if you don't get caught, but it's the same thing.
Same thing.
There's a grieving woman in Alaska who...
she's just weird. That's not love.
That's crazy love.
This
is the only
love.
One I kind of like. She loved her husband so dearly. It's like a notebook kind of thing. She probably
this was not.
She, you know what it is? She wanted to die at the same time as him, and she didn't.
And so then, so she's preparing. No.
She threw his body in a casket and drove for a while.
Yeah, the back of a pickup truck.
Well, she drove around Alaska and stuff.
A lot. And then had to stop a lot to ice up so he wouldn't decompose. That's not.
That's love. She wanted her man to be cold and comfortable.
She was actually on her way to the mortuary because she agreed to drop off her dead husband, but then she just didn't go. She just kept driving.
She loved him. She didn't want to say goodbye. You get that that's love, right?
That is not love. What would you call it?
It's absolutely love. She didn't want to be away from him, even though he was dead. That's okay.
Okay, now you're getting quite, okay, here we are.
Okay.
Here we are.
Crazy in love. Another word for crazy, psycho. Doesn't matter. It's still, sometimes you love someone so hard that you fill their tires with 40,000 screws and bolts and nuts and things.
So you're saying that any of these illegal offenses, it's okay because it was love.
Yes.
No, that doesn't make
okay,
it
okay, here's it. We got this from a blog somewhere. When the man thing who they'd kind of were on a break or whatever, he wouldn't answer his landline. He wouldn't answer his mobile phone. She would call a store that was conveniently located across the street and find out if his car was there.
Okay, what?
That's love.
That's not love.
That is, again.
It's a fine line.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. When you love a food, you put it inside your body, right?
Yeah, it's the only place you really
right. So when you love somebody,
I know you're,
rather than eat, since it's illegal to cannibalize them,
okay,
you just want to keep them really close. And if you can't keep them close, you get certain high-powered things to be able to look
at
them
not love.
From a distance, Bushnells or...
This is what love means to you.
It's sort of what love has meant to me in the past.
These people are just idiots.
Somebody faked breast cancer to get attention from their ex who had cheated on them.
All right, okay? Is that okay to do in the name of love?
That one's probably just a little bit farther than I would go.
That one!
We've found my moral compass line. This dude hitchhiked from Louisiana. He went, I don't remember which. Oh, he hitchhiked from Oakland to New Orleans.
Jeez, for love. Why?
For love.
Did he find her?
I don't know. It doesn't say. That was all we got. Carved their name onto their forearm. This is what we're looking for. We're looking for people.
That's homicidal.
That's exactly crazy. No, cray for love.
These people aren't in love.
They are, and we're going to prove it.
They're not.
If you've done something nutty, or maybe somebody did something nutty for you, we just want to hear your best crazy in love stories. Candy?
Yeah,
you are disguised crazy
Thank
in love.
You. So I have, it's a long story in a little middle of time, so... My husband is now my husband and has been my husband for 6 years.
Okay.
And he ended up becoming my husband because he was my friend's brother. His dad ended up going to jail, moved into our house, and we were kind of flirting for a couple years, and then that turned into other things, relations, you know, things like that.
Okay.
But in the meantime, he is talking with a whole bunch of other girls and just kind of doing his own thing. And so I went and I got a false phone number through one of the text messaging apps and pulled up a fake email address. And I would email all of the girls' numbers that were in his phone that I didn't know who they were. And I would email and text them and I would tell them, hey, he's talking to so-and-so and he's doing this and he's doing that. And he would eventually, and they would eventually stop texting him altogether, and he would start paying more attention to me.
You sabotaged every relationship he tried to get in.
There was about 6 different relationships, including a relationship that he had been in for about a year and a half. They just weren't me.
Candy, I gotta respect that.
Diabolical.
Wow, you were
invested.
Does
he know now?
He does not.
Hence the voice disguiser.
He wouldn't be flattered Indeed. By your psychotic behavior?
I don't know what he would do, honestly.
Well, let's find out. He's on the other line. I mean, I'd give anything to let him know that.
You know, and I have thought about it for a few years now. Like, it just kind of keeps ringing in my head that maybe I should tell him. But at the same time, I don't know what he would do.
Right. You got your way. In the end, you got what you wanted.
Sabotaged
everything.
You set up grenades around him so that no one could get in but you.
Wow.
I did.
Candy, you're wicked.
That's
pretty good.
You're cray cray.
Moment, but I did it.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Candy.
Damn.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Hey, hang on, Patrick. I got you all VD'd up there. Let me undo. There, you've got less VD on you now. Crazy in love?
So I had the fountain coordinator at the Bellagio in Vegas completely choreograph the fountains to sway and jet and do whatever they do to my girlfriend's favorite song.
What?
And the platform was built for the night for us to have a private ballroom dancing session over the lake.
How much did this cost?
I can't even imagine.
It was easily, I won't say the actual number, but it was easily over five figures.
But
five figures, like guys, tens of thousands of dollars.
Easily the most expensive 5 minutes of my life.
And they read
for 5 minutes.
The choreography. Yep.
You got to get up there and do your thing.
Yep.
Patrick, that's wicked. That's badass.
It is, but can you think of a lot of other things you could have done with that money now?
Well,
especially because we're not married now. I'm married to a completely different person. I could definitely think of different ways to spend that money.
Wait, Patrick, so set the scene, though. So you brought her. You're
to the Bellagio.
You're at the Bellagio. You're standing out by the fountains.
Where we had gone to a really nice dinner and gone to one of the plays, and we had been taking ballroom dancing lessons together. And there was a nice platform, and it was a total surprise. And she said, oh, look at that. That's so interesting. And then I escorted her to the top of the platform that was suspended over the lake there. And then the fountains came on, and the song was followed. And that's what we did.
And then were you married yet?
No, we were dating.
And you married, did you ask her right then?
Nope. That was just a date.
How are you going to, like, dang. Dude, you're an idiot. What, you can't top, like, your wow. proposal's never going to top that. What are you, what?
The way I proposed to my wife now is actually pretty cool. I had a sand bar built offshore in Hawaii.
Who the hell are you?
How much money do you have? Marry me, Patrick. Marry me.
He just makes stuff
happen.
Hold
on, I'm texting my wife to make sure she knows we're done. All right, we're done. Marry me, Patrick.
Oh, my God.
Deal.
Wow.
That is badass.
Okay, you're a stud.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
That one was...
You light money on fire like it's your job. Right. You're a stud. Katie?
Yep.
Yes.
Crazy in love. What's yours?
Back in the day when I was dating my ex, he would choose to not answer his cell phone. So I would drive around town and call him from different payphones. So if he didn't know it was me, he'd answer. Luckily, we're friends now and he knows this. But
I'm not going to lie. I've done that.
You switched up. You drove all over looking for different payphones because she wasn't taking your call. That's your first.
10 years ago.
No, I didn't know if she was. I didn't know if she was screening me or not. So I'd go to different payphones and call.
And she would answer right away.
No, she wouldn't. But I was. Then I'd be like, well, I wonder if maybe she knows that number because I've used that one before. So I would drive around.
You would have a list of the payphones.
No, you would just drive and try to find them. And there was one, like, literally across from her apartment that I would use a lot because it was blocked. I would be in her apartment and have somebody else call, and I would see that the call was blocked from that payphone.
What the heck are you?
Oh boy, you brought out a level of crazy I forgot I had in me. Thank you, Katie. Amanda.
Yay!
Crazy in love.
Yes. All right. Hadn't even graduated high school yet, and I met some guy on the internet, and he convinced me to move many, many states away from my family and marry him.
You did.
At what age?
I hadn't even graduated high school when he proposed.
And you did it?
He's up and moving.
And I did it.
You did?
Let's set your stopwatch. How long were they married? I'm going to go. It's either still. Or 6 months.
I'm not taking that.
I'm going to go still.
No, we were married 6 months and I left him.
Oh my God!
Why did I go with my gut?
Dang.
I left him for a very good reason. Not just because I was 18. He was abusive. So I left.
You got to get out of that.
How old was he?
He was just out of high school 1 year.
Okay. And why did he want to be married so young?
I don't know.
Why did you want to be married?
Yeah. Are you good now? Are you married and happy? And
I thought it was true love, and I had found the one all at 18. And
listen to you.
You know, we've all learned our lessons the hard way. You learned them a little bit harder than the rest of us.
The hard way.
Thank you for the call, Cricket.
Yes.
You're disguised.
Thank you.
Crazy in love. What happened?
Well, my crazy in love is I was living with this guy for a long time, and then our lease came up, and I was ready to just be done. So I moved out, and I made him go live somewhere else. Well, he kept persisting, and he would call, and he was always around. Well, one day I was getting ready for work, and I left at, you know, 4 in the morning, so it was cold, so I started my car, and I went back in my house. I came back out, started driving to work, and got to the highway, and somebody pops out of the back seat of my car, and there he is, and he's like, "You have to talk to me, you have to talk to me, we're going to talk now," and I'm like, "You effing psycho." So I had my cell phone, and I threw my cell phone, I dialed 911, and I threw it on the floor, and he was grabbing onto me and holding me down, and he was like, "We're going to stop, and you're going to talk to me." And
whoa.
Nonetheless, I kept driving to work, panicking, but I knew that 911 was on the phone, and I got close enough to my work, and I let the car just go, and I jumped out, and it crashed. He jumped out and chased me into my building that I worked in, and I was an EMT, so there was a bunch of big, gnarly guys around us, so...
Did he go to jail for kidnapping?
He did. He got charged with kidnapping, menacing, assault.
Jeez.
What a psycho.
Then, even in the courtroom, he begged the judge to let him ask me to marry him. In the courtroom.
Oh, my God. You're hot.
How hot is she?
Cricket's hot.
You are crazy hot, Cricket. Hey, check the back seat of your car tonight. It could be one of us.
Hey.
That's weird. Eileen?
Yay!
You are disguised. Crazy in love?
Yes. Crazy in love. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. But, okay. So, here it goes. Years ago, I used to live in a small town, and I was dating this guy for a while, and I was just so in love with him.
Okay.
And I could tell he just wasn't into me anymore, and I didn't know what I did wrong. I didn't know what happened. He wasn't returning my calls, and he was a fireman, and I knew his schedule, and
God.
I was living in the house.
Oh, God, no.
You did not.
No, you didn't.
So, yeah, I started a fire, but it was very small, and it was in my house, and, you know, they put it out, you know, it didn't really amount.
He came to the house to put out the fire? He was at your house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice, Eileen. Yeah, your man thing is now in your...
Yeah, I'm just so embarrassed, and I was younger, I did that, anyways, but I did just do it once. I did it twice.
You lit more than one fire at the same house?
I did. Oh my God!
What the hell is wrong with you? Like,
yeah, but you know what? I was just in a weird place, and I just wasn't thinking right. But the second one, it was just a small, like, some smoke damage in my garage. I mean, nothing. You know,
but they gotta know they're not stupid. They know you're lighting fires to get. I mean, did it? Okay.
And when you're wearing your sluttiest clothes when they show up,
hey,
no, I did not do that. It was like that. But yeah.
Do you have to talk to him, or did he like mouth to mouth resuscitate you, or stop, drop, and roll, or
yeah? Did that work?
You know what? He did his job, and I saw that look on his face that it was just like, "You're crazy, and you need to stay away from me, or else I'm going to restrain you."
Because you're bat guano crazy.
Well,
you are. You're like...
He wasn't flattered by any of this.
Oh, my God.
No, and I was like, you know what? I just really have to just let it go and back off and not ever run into him again.
Eileen, I like you, man. You see what you want, you'll do anything.
On paper, seems like you're like going to fan the flames of your love to one another, but no dice. All right, no, you were definitely cray-cray in love. Thank you. I doubt that anybody's going to top being a pyromaniac.
That's hard to top.
I'm guessing the Facebook peeps are talking about it a little bit.
Oh, the Facebook idiots, morons that think they're in love.
If you're in love and you still want to tell us your story, you're going to have to do it in the creepy, stalkerish way.
Yeah, go find the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.